This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A person was killed last Monday morning, August 4th, in a mid-air collision during a skydiving jump over the Lost Prairie area in Marion, Montana, according to the Flathead County Sheriff's Office. The skydiving jump took place at Meadow Peak Skydiving as part of the Lost Prairie Boogie skydiving event. Two skydivers collided in mid-air. The first skydiver was able to deploy their parachute themselves and landed safely and were cleared medically on the scene. The other skydiver could not deploy their main parachute, but the skydiver's reserve parachute deployed automatically. That person was pronounced dead on the scene. The Flathead County Coroner's Office and Sheriff's Office are both investigating the incident. This is the 15th year that Meadow Peak has hosted a skydiving event and the 58th year of the Lost Prairie Boogie. Over the years, the Lost Prairie Boogie event has seen several deaths, including that of 81-year-old Gerald Fisher of Minnesota in 2019, 27-year-old Zach Fogel of Washington in 2011, Garl Newby of Colorado in 2010, and five people in 2007 after a skydiving plane crashed shortly after takeoff. Montana health officials confirmed four detections of West Nile virus in Montana the last week of July, with three cases in Lewis and Clark County and one in Cascade County. West Nile virus is contracted through mosquito bites. Sheridan, Custer, and Daniels counties each have reported one confirmed case of the virus in horses, totaling three positive horses in Montana so far this season. There is no cure for West Nile virus in humans, but there is a vaccine to protect horses from contracting it. DPHHS warns there is increased risk of transmission to humans during warmer months while mosquitoes are active, and the risk will lessen around October when temperatures drop. DPHHS vector-borne disease epidemiologist Devin Cozart said, "Illness caused by West Nile virus can vary significantly in severity." Cozart said many people experience the onset of flu-like symptoms, such as body aches and fatigue, that may persist for weeks to months. Severe neurological cases also occur every year in Montana, which can lead to death or permanent disability like blindness or paralysis. Most people who become infected with West Nile virus from mosquitoes will be asymptomatic, but one in five experience mild symptoms, including headache, rash, body aches, joint pain, fatigue, vomiting, and diarrhea. Fatigue and body aches may persist for weeks following infection. About 1 in 150 human infections result in severe disease, referred to as neuroinvasive West Nile, which can cause neurological symptoms, including disorientation, stupor, coma, paralysis, vision loss, and convulsions. West Nile can be fatal or lead to long-term neurological complications. The best way to avoid West Nile virus is to prevent mosquito bites. DPHHS says to remember the four D's of mosquito bite prevention. DEET. Use insect repellent containing effective formulations such as DEET. Drain. Drain standing water around the house to prevent mosquito breeding. Dawn and dusk. Mosquitoes are most active during dawn and dusk. Stay inside or take extra precautions to prevent mosquito bites during those times. If doors and windows are left open in the summer, make sure they're fitted with screens to keep mosquitoes out of the house. And dress. When possible, wear long-sleeved shirts and pants to protect against mosquito bites. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.